maybe it's just me, but it seems like no one sends me letters anymore, which means my mailbox is all coupons and catalogs and pizza ads. That's not all bad, but honestly, most of it goes right to the shredder. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, that's a pretty common reaction. The EPA points to one study showing that 44% of advertising mail is thrown away without being opened or read. And there's a lot coming in. Last year, marketers and nonprofit groups sent about 101 billion pieces of mail. That's billion with a B. You might call this junk mail, but people in the business have a more affectionate name for it, direct mail. Pat Kachura is with the Direct Marketing Association. She says direct mail yields a very high return on investment.
Marketers yield about a $7 return on investment for every dollar spent on catalog marketing and about $15, almost $16 return for every dollar spent on non-catalog direct mail marketing.
The association's annual report says those hefty returns are based on an average of just 2.7% of people responding to the ads they get in the mail. Last year, that meant more than $600 billion in sales. So it's profitable for marketers to fill up your mailbox. But critics say there are hidden costs that marketers aren't paying. Some of those costs also arrive in your mailbox, in the form of a bill from your city for solid waste disposal or recycling. If your city accepts mixed paper for recycling, your junk mail comes to a facility like this one, where it's sorted and packaged into giant bales weighing 1 ton each. Brian Weinert is the solid waste coordinator for the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
We end up getting about $70 a ton back in the value of the junk mail that's recycled. But remember, it's costing the city roughly $125 a ton or so to pick it up.
Weinert says his city is lucky because it has double the nation's average recycling rate. He says communities that don't have a recycling program bear even higher costs to dispose of mixed paper. In this case, the bales of paper get made into Kellogg's cereal boxes. Tom Watson is with the National Waste Prevention Coalition. He says it's good when there's a local market for recycled junk mail, but much of it actually gets sent overseas.
The unwanted mail, the mixed paper, generally has a very low value. That is often shipped to China, and it comes back to us in the kind of mottled packaging found on the products that we buy from China. So it comes full circle, but it's not very efficient. All the costs of the transportation and recycling.
Watson says it'd be much more efficient to cut back on all that mail in the first place. The Direct Marketing Association does offer an opt-out service. The group says their members aren't allowed to send any new mailings to people who sign up. The fastest way to sign up is online, but you have to pay a $5 charge. Tom Watson with the National Waste Prevention Coalition says that charge might put people off. He says he'd like to see a national do not mail list, one that isn't controlled by the industry.
It's very common in other countries. You can't send mail to someone unless they say in advance, yes, I want to receive that mail from you.
You might expect that the folks at the Direct Marketing Association aren't fans of the do not mail list idea, but they're not the only ones.
What is our position on that? I wouldn't like that to occur.
George Hurst is the brand manager of direct mail for the Postal Service. It's his job to get direct mailers to send more mail. That's because it's the second largest source of revenue for the Postal Service, in the tens of billions of dollars. Hurst says new laws aren't needed. Instead, he says marketers just need to know their audiences.
The ones that don't do it too well and they just blanket the earth with a message, God bless them, we love the postage. But you know, you got to know that if you're talking to someone who, say, is 100 miles away about coming to your dry cleaners, you're probably missing the mark.
But critics say consumers deserve to have more say over the mail they bring into their homes. They say marketers make so much money from the mail they send that for that small chance you might be interested in a coupon book or sale notice, you shouldn't have to pay the cost to throw it away or recycle it. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.